Hey, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, bonus episode, or episode that's not following our normal format. Why, you might ask, why are we not following our normal format? Because we are on a road trip. A very, very long road trip from Bar Harbor, Maine to Jensen Beach, Florida, with a stop at Fort Benning, Georgia. Right?
That's right.
Yeah. So, if you're a normal listener, you're going to be like, what is this? But we're still quirky and weird with life tips and road trip tips. And one of our road trip tips is headphones. The end. So get ready and hear some random thoughts from the trip. Things have gotten rough in the car and we're now trying a chili pepper and lime tortilla chips.
It's so red.
Extreme. I pulled it out. Sean expected a chip, but instead it's a long cylindrical bright red thing in between his fingers, and he's going to bite into it.
And as V would say, baka baka baka.
As V and BTS would say, baka baka baka. And Sean, try it. Go for it, man. We're driving a car. We may die because our driver just ate it. How is it?
Hold on.
He's chewing. He's thinking. We're creating content here.
It's got
you don't have taste buds.
A decent flavor. Like, you can taste a lot, but it's really chemically, you know what I mean.
Is it spicy?
No, I taste buds.
It is a little spicy, but not bad whatsoever. Although, I think it'll be a little build up after you eat more than one, you know?
You do not have taste buds.
Dude.
No, you don't.
I can handle this stuff, I told you.
Okay, I went in.
How was it, Carrie?
It's a little spicy, but I'm not dying.
It's not like number nine on the hot wings challenge.
Five?
Six, maybe.
I would give it a four.
Four? All right, then.
And I put it sideways across my tongue, so I would get all the tongue, like, flavor receptors.
Well, I rolled mine around my mouth.
Oh, did you? Show up. So we survived that.
Kitty, you want one?
No way. Are you nuts? Susha would say, no.
All right, Kitty, tell us what would be cool in the season 4 of Stranger Things if you were writing it.
What I would probably do, I would make it so that, like, say they were, like, walking out in the forest or something, like Mike, Will, and Elle, and some of the others, like Dustin, and they find an egg, so they're smart enough, they take it back to, like, their house or something, and then they wait for it to hatch, and then when it actually hatches, it's a baby Demogorgon.
Yikes!
isn't that what Dustin did already?
He actually gave birth to that thing because he threw it up.
He threw it up.
Oh, it wasn't an egg.
Yeah.
I see the difference. I'm sorry.
He threw it up like Zeus. He was like a Greek god. You know how they always birth things that way?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
That's gross.
So when they find the egg, honestly, because Eleven was able to communicate with Will, who was in another dimension, aka the Upside Down, which is also what I call under my bed. I feel like Eleven would be able to best communicate with the baby Demogorgon, because I'm pretty sure if you can communicate with another human from another dimension, you can communicate with that other dimension's species.
Ooh.
And Eleven kind of a little came up with the Demogorgon for about 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Once, when they were all in, like, the school, even though it looked more like a pet store, I think, to me, and they, Shelly, the bad guy in front of her, the other bad guys were holding her friends back. Then Eleven, she's like focusing her telekinesis and psychic powers on the wall, and a Demogorgon comes through.
Right.
Yeah. Teaming up with your enemies, even when you hate it. we're on a road trip. Then, basically, like, Eleven would have to, probably Eleven and some of the others, they'd try to communicate with the baby Demogorgon and also try to raise it, prevent it from doing all sorts of crazy harm to everything. And they could, like, use it once it's, like, full-grown adult to try to used against the Mind Flayer.
Oh, I like that.
Because, honestly, 11 and a Demo Gorgon versus a Mind Flayer. I'm pretty sure I know who's going to win.
That's an awesome idea. Hey, it's Random Thoughts still in the car for our 24,000-hour car ride road trip from Maine to Florida with a stop in Georgia. I'm going to ask you guys a couple questions. Ready?
Ready.
Katie, what's the worst part about a long car ride?
That you could get bored out of your mind and there's no microwave, so I can't eat ramen.
No ramen. No ramen and boredom. Daddy, what's the worst part about a long car ride?
Just boredom. Or no. My butt aches.
Your butt aches. Yeah. Oh, fatal.
One cheek.
Only one. Too much information, my friend.
TMI.
All right, next question. You ready?
Yep.
What is your favorite car ride food?
McDonald's.
McDonald's. Kitty, Daddy.
Trail mix, probably.
Trail mix.
I thought you would say everything and anything.
Yeah, I kind of
do, too. Snacky stuff. Any snacky thing.
Full disclosure, there's currently a open box of Great Value ginger snaps in this car. And it's the longest lasting food item in the car.
I have a horrible habit of snacking.
You also have a horrible habit of texting.
No, he doesn't. No illegal things happening in this car. Okay, moving on to the next question. Kitty,
give me one of those beers, would you?
Oh.
No,
that's not even funny. Next question.
Yes.
I'm going to have to stop the voicemail and let you all listen. All right, next question and final question, maybe. What is the best part of a long car ride?
Ooh. Spending time with you girls.
All right, Kitty, what's your best part?
That I get to be with my family and I can listen to stuff like, I'm a K-popper.
He is a K-popper, if you have not yet learned. And I guess that's it, right? That's
sure.
A good question and answer period for
the you didn't answer any questions. Why don't you roll through them real quick?
I don't remember them anymore.
Worst part?
I don't like being dead butt syndrome. I like being able to stand up, man. I have too much energy for a car ride.
Favorite snack?
Same.
Oh, trail mix. Yeah. And honey wheat pretzels. I miss those. We haven't had this on it.
No, we haven't. Best part.
I like seeing other random places. Like, not that the places are random, but I like going through the mountains and seeing how they're so much different from the mountains in New England, even though they're part of the AT and everything. And
yeah.
I like billboards. Those are exciting.
They're kind of cool.
Right? Yeah, because we don't have billboards in New England. And spending time with my family.
Yay.
Hey, it's part two of our question and answer in our very long car ride that goes on forever and ever 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 and ever. And this is all about our favorite things. Kitty, what is your favorite K-pop song?
Probably my favorite K-pop song is Playing with Fire by Blackpink.
How about yours, Daddy?
My favorite K-pop song?
Yes.
Oh, that's Mic Drop by BTS.
Mic Drop by BTS. I'm going to go with it's a tie for me. I think they're both going to win. All right, our favorite. What is your favorite kind of animal, Daddy?
My favorite kind of animal?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Go fast, man.
I don't know.
Go fast. We're making content.
A dog.
A dog. Kitty, what's your favorite animal?
A Nico. Nico is cat in Japanese.
Gotcha. And my favorite animal is?
Yours?
Owl?
What?
Nope. Not an owl.
A pig.
Nope. Not a pig. I want to eat my favorite animal.
A llama?
No. It is a donkey? Manatee. Manatee. Oh, the humanity.
You love so many animals.
So, I do.
Yeah.
It's hard to pick a favorite, but I guess if I had to, I would pick manatees.
Right. That's cool.
Alright, and finally, your favorite country.
Your favorite country?
To visit?
Oh, to visit.
Like, where do you want to visit more than anywhere else that's not the actual country where you live?
Oh, probably South America for me.
That's not a country.
That's a been there, so I don't know which country.
Okay. Are you upset? Because it was funny.
Good.
It made everyone happy. All right. What continent would you like to visit? We'll change the question.
No, but Daddy's country.
Sad. All right, Kitty. What favorite continent would you like to live in? I mean, visit.
Asia, because that's where South Korea is.
Gotcha. Asia for Kitty. South America for Daddy. Now, if you pick one country, what would your country be, Kitty?
South Korea.
And Daddy, what would your country
be? I don't know. I don't have one. I want to go explore the whole area, but I go to Brazil.
Brazil.
Yep.
What about you?
And Gary.
Continent. Did I do a continent?
Nope.
I would like to go visit South America or Africa because I haven't been to Africa yet. And for country, what country would I like to go visit? That's not Brazil or South Korea, because I'd probably be going with you guys. Oh, that's really, really hard. There's so many, Daddy. I get your problem. Country. What country that I haven't been to, right?
Pick somewhere in Africa.
That I want to visit. I'd like to go visit South Africa, and then Kenya in Africa, and then Egypt, and then Morocco, and then Monaco, and then Russia. And then, you want me to keep going?
Did Russia move to
Africa? No, I've expanded outside of the African continent.
Oh, well, you're
continent.
Supposed to stay there.
Oh, wow. Well.
Those are all great countries that you said.
And then I would sing the Toto song from the 1980s about Africa for a long time.
Toto, Africa!
Thank you, Kitty!
Nice.
Good job!
I
she doesn't just know K-pop.
That's right.
There we go.
I know stuff about K-pop.
Thanks for listening. Which has no music and has a lot of noise because we like that. For more about us, please like and subscribe. Dogs are smarter than people. And check out carriedonesbooks.blog. Bye bye.